Have you ever felt rejected by the people you love? Well, we're in good company. Today's scriptures show what Jesus went through in his hometown, and they offer us a valuable perspective. As we continue to read from Mark's gospel, Jesus hears some criticism and name-calling that is downright blasphemous, with relatives claiming that the Son of God is out of his mind. But one phrase really strikes me. We could almost miss it. It comes at the very beginning of today's gospel. Jesus came home. Jesus came home. These simple words are filled with meaning. And by the end of today's gospel, Jesus has redefined what it means to be home, and at the same time challenging his listeners to consider what it means to be family. Before that, Jesus encounters accusations that are more than a little bit shocking. He's accused of being possessed, of using the prince of demons to drive out demons. In effect, his neighbors, his relatives, call him a madman. Yet Jesus doesn't respond with shock or outrage. He's not even offended. He chooses another way of explaining who he is with clarity, with great insight and wisdom. We might even say he speaks out of love. Then when his family comes looking for him, he doesn't turn his attention to them. Instead, he looks to those who are surrounding him, those seated in the circle. And listening to his words, what he says may have left them startled and surprised. Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father is my brother, my sister, and mother too. With just these few words, Jesus offers a new sense of belonging, of describing what makes us the Christian body of Christ. So here's a new definition of family, a new way of thinking about home. In Jesus' teaching, family is more than just a matter of genetics or geography. It's not just a shared history. It encompasses so much more than the people we call our relatives. The family of Christ goes beyond blood. Being part of Jesus' family means living like Christ. It means being obedient to God's will. Father, thy will be done. It means trusting in the Father who loves us and nurtures us. The Father who desires nothing more than for us to spend an eternity with him, and who has sent us his Son to make that possible. And moving on, it means embracing the Son as our brother, living with fidelity to God's teaching, and with hope in a life yet to come at a place we can only imagine. And that destination, friends, that destination is really our home. So as we continue to walk the path with Jesus and the Father, he also shows us that following his path isn't easy, even in the place we call home. His message, don't seek acceptance in this world, but plan instead for the next. Remember, tomorrow's world depends on how we live today. It's a timely message. We also can't forget that in some parts of the globe today, in our world, in 2024, to live as a Christian is to live with a target on our back, becoming marginalized, mocked, persecuted, imprisoned, even killed. Sad to say, the age of the martyrs continues as it did in the first century. Today's scriptures call you and me to embrace being part of the Christian family, to remember that we are meant for other things. We belong elsewhere doing the will of God. St. Paul, in our second reading that Rick read today, explains it perfectly, brings it all together. And Paul, the tent maker from Tarsus, says, do not look to what is seen, but to what is unseen. And if our earthly dwelling tent should be destroyed, we have a building from God, a dwelling not made with hands, eternal in heaven, our forever home.